Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. -7 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. -9 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. -10 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. -10 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. -11 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. -10 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. -10 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. -11 degrees.
KCAWEG.
Hey, KCI, this is Justin Oakley on the mobile. We're monitoring the channel. We are mobile and on our way over to Winter Field Days 2026. Good morning.
Well, how nice that you give everybody the warning that you're going to be there. N-A-W-E-G.
Hey, you know, you got to be a happy guy so you can make sure that we have a good time. But it's a good, just like the old show, Good Morning Vietnam. That's how we kind of look.
So, is it like a contest, you know, the last person to freeze to death is the winner?
I think they added that this year. So I'm hoping I'm going to be that guy. It'll be, I'll take pictures of us with me and Jim out there with icicles on us. And we'll be all nice and cold. But you never know. Now, we'll go over and try to help set up and have fun. KCI, we'll be sitting on the other side here on the mobile. As an away.
-11 degrees.
You did hear what she said, right? -11 degrees.
That's just a number.
Well, hopefully you guys are in a nice heated tent on the airport.
We won't even get into details because that would constitute us trying to give information. I just hope that we survive this long night. I did find the manual for that, too, I printed out. It is a 733, PM 733.
Oh, I thought it was a 731, okay.
Even better. And it has the duplexer on it already, so that's the way I got it. The radio's free, duplexer is $500.
Well, it looks a lot different than 731.
from a Silent Seas estate sales. I kind of got it as a package. Come with that link over.
That makes a lot of sense, because I look at the 731 and I'm like, well, that microphone's not a phone jack microphone. That's a 8-pin. And now I see the 733 is the phone jack.
Yep. That's, like I say, it works, but the mic, it just, I don't know, it just wouldn't work right. So I used the Kenwood I had, the 707. It worked. Plugged right in. Worked fine.
Eh, we'll figure it out. Get it working.
I believe I have the 240 programmed in and maybe a lot, so I'm not sure.
Oh, that was you. I didn't catch it that time, man. WEG.
No, but I'll be coming up to Chesney Road here in about a half a mile.
It's KCI. All right, once you turn down there, I'm about half a mile down.
Look for a set of beams in the air, eh?
You might be able to see them. They're in the front of the house.
Man, I don't know. Okay, you heard me. Oh, what do you mean you don't know? Okay, KCI. You got everything packed up and ready?
I don't know. If it's still this doggone cold, I don't know what we're going to do.
I'm going to help them set up, and then we'll decide.
All right.
Got everything but the antenna. I do got an antenna, but I don't have a pole, so we got to use your antenna.
I have my antenna, yeah.
That's all you need. And your HT.
Yeah, I gotta figure out which one I want to sit in
and do. You're gonna freeze.
Oh, come on. I'm not sitting in this car that I got, and it's gonna stay running.
Oh, yeah.
I have batteries.
I'm gonna sit right here in this nice warm house and laugh at you guys.
I'm going down the road, do half a mile, huh?
All right, I'm monitoring. I had to dig stuff out, so we'll be all ready.
All right, I'm here. Hey, there's a Starduster and there's a set of beams. Okay. That Starduster's coming out. I am pulling in. I do repeat, I am pulling in. Oh, yeah, he even cleaned out the windows so you can see me. KAQRV, this is KKTI, you got a copy.
KAQRV, go ahead, Jeff, I got ya.
KAQRV, this is KKTI, you got a copy.
Go ahead, Jeff, I hear ya. Yeah, KAQRV.
Okay, just checking in. I'm just on Fort Road, just coming around the corner here, and thought I'd let you know I made it this far, and sun's out. It's actually not bad because the wind's not blowing. It's still colder than heck, but you know, at least that wind's not fighty, and the sun's kind of got a little bit of warmth to it, so could be a decent setup.
Yeah, I dug my antenna out and stuff, so.
Roger that. Well, I'll be there whenever you get there. We'll start looking and seeing what we can do, but in the meantime, we'll head into the radio club. This is KKCI. We'll be mobile and on our way to Brown Airport. KKCI, we'll be clear. Standing by.
KKCI, this is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Bravo.
Well, how you doing, Mr. Bob's up? How's the old mobile coming in over there in that big old Oscar house?
Come in loud and clear. Are you mobile or at home?
I am actually on my handheld with the antenna on the car, and I'm in Bridgeport right now.
Oh, roger that, roger that.
Heading over to Winter Field Base set up, so that's what we're heading to Brown City Airport, or I think it is Harry Brown Airport, let me rephrase that. So that's kind of what we're doing. But, no, we're just, it's cold out, there's no doubt, she's cold, but the sun's shining, and I don't feel a lot of wind, so I don't see it. Everything's kind of stagnant going up in the air with some of the chimneys, so yeah, it's looking like it might be good to get set up on and then hunker down.
Roger, are you staying the night out there?
That's a negative. I heat the house by wood, so I don't think I'm going to get the wife to go out and put wood on today, so I'll get there and stay there as long as I can, and then do whatever I can do to help, and then I'll be head out later on.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm all set up. Nice sunshine. I'll be able to use the sun, keep the battery charged up. I'll do part of the build day just from the sunshine. Hour from the sunshine.
Well, sounds good. What are you going to be on, 14 or 20 meters, I should say?
Probably. I'll try them all, but 20 meters will be the one hopping first.
Well, I will be in contacts, and we'll get it rolled off.
Roger that, and I want to talk to you about that little, that amplifier with the Zygu. You taking that out to play with today?
Yes, I am. I hooked her up and got it working. So, yep, we'll have to do a little demo. I know Mike's probably going to want to see that too, and so I figured I'd give her a test today. My biggest thing is...
I've been watching YouTube videos. You'll probably get over between 100 and 125 watts out of the bad boy, off about 5 watts from the Zygu.
Out of it, which is good, that 5 watts in, or 3 watts in.
I want another 100 watt radio, but I might just, I might see how this works and just get one of those with my cat. It's a DE19, so it works with that. That little amplifier works with that, too.
Yeah, the meter on the front, so it tells you what your SWR is and tells you what your OY output is, too, so that's kind of handy.
Remember, Roger, remember, do not use the tuner on the radio. Use the tuner through the amplifier.
Yeah, I know. That's the trouble I have, is I'm trying to remember which way to tune. Use it through the...
Yeah, make you a note when you have that plugged on so you don't accidentally make a mistake, so you don't hurt your amplifier. That will hurt it.
Yeah, I usually tune the radio and then I turn the amp on.
Roger that. That's the kind with, it has a tuner in it?
No, I don't think it does. Not sure. Haven't read.
Is it the little red one?
It's new. I have lots to do today. I can read and talk, but I had it all set up.
Roger that.
It runs, but it automatically finds each band, and there is a cord that you can hook from the Zygu to the amp also, so you can actually make it so that it has a better, it does it automatically, but this way it will seek out and know when you're transmitting and receiving.
Well, Roger that. Now, can I ask how much that ran? About 550?
Oh, no, not even. I think it was 2-something.
That was 2-something?
Yep, just look up micro PA 100 amp.
Roger that. They may be a little fragile. Definitely don't tune that with that thing on.
This is KKCI.
Chiquito Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Bravo. Well, take a video of that when you're playing out there and post it on the Facebook or my Facebook for me if you don't mind.
I can do that. You know, not a problem. I think I took some pictures the other day, actually, when I was playing with it. Well, that was yesterday, I guess. But my road's coming up here. I'm coming up to 46, so Radio Club, I'm on my way. Brown Airport, exit 149.
Yeah, right. Well, you guys have a good day. The noise level on 20 meters, I got S1 here, so it's there's a lot of signals on there. Attenuators at normal. It's the band's good. 20 meters is good.
Well, that's good. Check out 15, because that's another one I'm going to be getting if I get this baby up.
Do that. By S2.
Hey, roger that. Sounds good.
Somebody on there.
1 o'clock. I'll be looking for you.
Roger that. All right, Jeff. Good talking to you and get things set up do the radio. I'm glad it's field day.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff.
I'll be monitoring this channel. And don't forget, try some Simplex over there. Because some guys out in Sleepy Hollow, I believe, was going to try to get some connections on 2 meters today also while they're out there.
Let's see for the Simplex.
I stepped on you. Come back.
What is the frequency for the Simplex for 2 meters?
Oh, I think it's 145.520. It's the standard. Simplex channel.
Okay, I'll have to look it up because I didn't hear you.
145.550.
20 Echo 8 United Radio Victor. Hey, Chuck, you got a roof mount on a roof rack on your car?
I got just the outside rims. I don't have the bars going across.
That's all we need. We need just something to clamp the antenna to.
Okay. Well, we will figure out something, but I guess we'll have to see what we have. I was thinking maybe we could just clamp it to the cyclone fence. I don't know how well that'll interfere or anything, but we'll have to check it out. But I don't have a hitch or anything on this thing.
We can just clamp it to the fence if we have to. I got coax with me and stuff, but I don't know how much I got, but I forget how much I put in that bag. But if you know, that's that Alpha military antenna. Maybe we can do a thing for them people.
Yeah, that'll work too. Perfect. We can do a video. Yes. And I still have a 25-foot section of coax that I use, and it's got a built-in choke on the end of it, too.
Okay, Doug, I'll bring a barrel connector with me, too.
That'll work, yeah. I thought I had one, but yeah, good idea. Okay, KCI will be clear.
Zulu Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, clear.
So does walkie-talkie handheld still coming in over there, Bob?
Yeah, you're coming here loud and clear, 5-9 plus about 50 more, like you're sitting here having a cup of coffee with me.
Okay, well, it's just the antenna on the roof, which definitely helps, and the old rag tail 880 with about 9 watts thrown at you, probably.
Wow, amazing. Doing great job.
Well, I'm sure I'm over by the repeater here pretty good, too, so that helps. So. Okay, well, this is Kilo Echo. Yeah, Kilo Echo 8. I'm all right.
Y'all stay warm. It's a negative 16 degrees out there. Y'all guys stay warm.
the airport, and we'll talk to you shortly. Hey, KCI, will be fine.
QSL, Kilo Echo 8, this is Alaska Bravo, clear.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor. I'm leaving, Jeff. I'll be there in a few minutes. I'll bring the 2 meter.
Roger that. I'm just here looking around. I see a couple spots, but possibilities. We got power lines out front, so we'll just have to see. So I'll catch you when you get here. KCI will be there.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. -9 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. -4 degrees.
This is KF8FQN listening.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 1 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 4 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 5 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy. 6 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor.
Okay, A9S. X-H, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Someone just make a general call? Did I catch it all? This is WA8WQU listening, 14724.
WA8WQU. This is KA9SXH. Kilo Alpha 9 Sierra Exley Hotel. Good afternoon. This is Terry. We've talked before. How are you doing on this beautiful by me day? KA9SXH.
I'm doing great, Terry. Doing real great. Of course, it's only 12 degrees outside, but when I woke up, it was a minus 17, I think it was. I think you're in Wisconsin, is it? What kind of temperatures you got there? Over.
I am from Wisconsin, New Berlin. It's part of Milwaukee. Currently by me it is -1. When I took my dog out this morning at 2:03 a.m., I think at that time it was -13. So, not exactly a heat wave here, and it is currently overcast. But anyway, got my outside stuff done and did a little shopping with the wife, and currently just enjoying the beautiful afternoon in the house. haven't had my dog out for a walk in quite a number of days. Not due to the temperature or the weather, due to a dog issue. But anyway, right now doing great, playing radios. And now I found somebody to talk to on an EchoLink connection, which is what I'm using, of course, thanks to the fine business repeater on your end. KA9SXH.
Not real fine, Terry. KA9SXH, WAAWQU. Yeah, with sunshiny here, I planned on going up to Menards and changed my mind. We got a 15% off bag, and I got nothing that I want to buy that bad to go into -17 degree. But -1 though, huh? Well, at least we had sunshine here earlier today. I did get out. I bundled up just to see if I could. Put my face mask on. The old COVID-19. What's the name of that mask anyway? K95 or something? Put my face mask on to keep my my cheeks from freezing. I just made a small path on the driveway down to where the mail is. And so I did get a little bit of exercise in. Wasn't heavy snow at all. Real light snow. Yep, real light snow. Yeah, Terry, I remember you on the picnic table out there. And I think your wife was on the other picnic table. And after a while we were talking, she ended up having some neighbors come over. And I'm not sure whether you went somewhere or the girls went somewhere, but I remember that. Yeah, I've got a sunroom on the back of the garage that I can operate on in the when the environment's really nice. Works out nice for me. Yeah, roger on the EchoLink. I don't know whether this repeater is, this is the 2-4 here. Doesn't have the same call sign as I used to have a familiarity with, so I don't know what the call sign is. Maybe you know. I don't even know if this is a single repeater or whether it's I don't know if this repeater is linked with a bunch of other ones or not anymore. Guys, it's been a couple of years, hasn't it? K9SXHWAAWQ, back to you, Terry.
It has been a long time, Terry. And you're right. I can see my picnic table from where I'm sitting. And it's got about 2 or 3 inches of snow on it. I think we've got maybe, eight inches on the ground. And, of course, my picnic table is behind a snowbank. I will do the snowbank the next time I have the snowblower out. It's that kind of a thing. And I still get out. But yesterday, I exercised inside as I did today, and I don't know what it kind of looks like. It might be like that for next week or so. Not quite sure about that, but well, if I can get out, I will. And, of course, I've got a number of radios here. I've got one new one that I got for myself last year. It's a Baofeng, my first Baofeng. Kind of impressed with that price. And I know people speak down about those kind of things, but for, say, a new ham that wants to see what it's like and doesn't have real much to spend on it, that's definitely the way to go. It comes in a little box, just like a ICOM or any of the other ones. And, you open the box, you get an HT out, you put the battery on, the antenna on. It looks just like an HT of any other kind. Feels like it too. So, very, very interesting. Oh, also in the box with this one is the rest of the accessories. There was earphones/speaker mic. So you pretty much get it all in that box right away for that price. Imagine that. Back to you.
Roger on the Baofeng, Terry. I've had my hand on one, and I had a neighbor friend that was blind, mostly blind, and he had a Baofeng, and he could program it and change channels, change memories, and even blind, he could handle it. It had the voice feedback, so he could tell him when it was in the function mode or the normal mode, or whether he's in VFO mode or memory mode. Or he didn't do it very fast, but he knew what he was doing, and he had a pretty good knowledge of what it was. Even with instructions, I couldn't get where I wanted to go. So the small problem he had, I helped him with it because I could read the manual a little bit. There was a manual, small, but that was quite an experience for me. It makes you appreciate it. Yeah, I'm messing with a new radio too. I've had it for 2 years, but I never really used it because I went back to the Yaesu. But I've got a ICOM 7300 that I'm going through. It's kind of new to me again because 2 years ago I had interest in a JSA Juliet Sugar 8, a digital mode, keyboard to keyboard, antenna to antenna. I love it. And the Yaesu did a better job, so I stuck back with the Yaesu. But this IC 7300 is still a great radio. I'm kind of being impressed with the programming of it and being able to touch screen. It's a touch sensitive screen, so you can touch the number and it will change the number and touch the memory and a number will it goes to that channel number. If you go to VFO, you touch a VFO, so you don't always have to touch buttons like the old what was that I used to have, PS870. Anyway, it had had one button, one function, so one button for VFO, another button for memory, and one button for CW, another button for sideband. There was, the whole thing was full of buttons, but I loved it. It was a nice radio back then. TS-570, I can't remember the numbers like that. Yeah. So I'm playing with a new radio myself. You mentioned the snowblower. I don't have a snowblower this year. I got rid of it this last summer. I just did not have room in the garage for it. It was just a catch-all. It was just in my way. I haven't used it in the last 2 or 3 years, so I said, I'm done with this thing. So I got rid of it. I haven't regretted it one bit. Haven't regretted it. I plan on buying another one eventually, but not a big one like I had. It was a big one. I don't remember how, 24 inches maybe? I'm not sure, but it was a relatively big one. Had a motor on it to start it up. I never needed to plug it in to start it up with 110. Always able to pull it. Always able to pull and start it. But it was just too big. As I get older, I just can't wrestle it like I used to. Back there to you, Terry. KA9SXH. I said 8, didn't I? KA9SXH. WAAWQ, back to you.
Well, I have an older Honda snowblower. It's not real big. It's 5.5 horse, so it's all metal. You don't push it. It drives by itself. It needs to drive by itself, and it does. And that it works well in light and heavier snow. I found that too large of a snowblower is kind of counterproductive because it can't handle the the real wet stuff, the slop. Just gets all messed up in there because of the size of it. But no, mine works good. One of my sons gave it to me. He got it for nothing, I got it for nothing, and I did have some work to do on it last year, and it was down most of the winter, actually. It was down from one big snowstorm, and it was down, it was a long time before we had another one, and by that time I had it going again, along with my grandson, who was helping me with it, do it, etc., whatever. And just as luck would have it, he was using it when it broke. and of course, at that time, it just broke. He didn't do it. He didn't do nothing to it. A spring broke, and that was the spring that makes the blower work. You got a lever you push to make the blower work. Well, without that spring in there, it wouldn't work. And it was interesting, but it works. It's easily fixed. Those are really nice to work on. I gotta say that for sure. And programming the Bofang. Oh yeah. Very easy. I do it manually from the radio, and it's that easy. KA9SXH.
Okay, and all that. That's quite an experience with the snowblower being down when you needed it. But you had the other one anyway. Yeah, my snowblower was 5.67 horsepower also. And it was self-propelled. Had a reverse on it. Had three forward speeds. Had an idle speed, a neutral, so I could put it in neutral when I took it from the garage to the small barn I got in the back. It was okay. It still ran. But we didn't have the snow then. And as I get older, I'm kind of stubborn in the fact that I think I want to stay as active as I can. I've been had my health checkup, and so I have no problem with shoveling snow. So I shovel snow. But like I said, I only shovel a path to the mailbox, which is about 100 feet. And sometimes I'll shovel the whole driveway, but seldom do. But we even had more than 3 inches here and 3 inches there, things like that. But I don't mind shoveling. I know when to stop, at my age anyway. I'm 83. How old are you, Terry?
Well, you got a few years on me. I'm only 76. But still quite active. Normally when it's not this cold, I would be out walking my dog for about an hour a day. And I will be out walking again as soon as it warms up a little bit. I worked outside all my working career, so I'm no stranger to being out in cold weather and the clothing. I've got all the clothing and et cetera. And I got enough so I can be comfortable out at 5 degrees, assuming there is no or little wind. But 10, 15, I'm fine with that. I'm going out. And pretty soon my dog will be going out with me again, too. Yeah, the Bullfang, that program's kind of just the way you might think. You set it up in the VFO, and then there's two memory items you need to visit, and when you're done with the second one, you push enter and it's done. And you can just keep on doing that right down the road. In other words, you can program in a whole bunch of them all in one way. And that works just great. I'm impressed, actually. For Christmas, I got another one, a different model. I got two more different models, both things. And as soon as I get my current one I'm working on all programmed up, I will have some really great fun again opening that little box. Oh, my goodness, that is just such a fun thing to do for me. And I like my things with batteries these days, either listening or ham. I do not have an HF station currently set up, but perhaps someday I will again. Back to you, KA9SXH.
Real fine. KA9SXHWAAWQU. Yeah, real fine on walking the dog for an hour a day. About the only regular thing that I did in the summer was walk the perimeter of the backyard. And it takes me about a half hour. I can walk walk a mile in that round perimeter. That kind of wear a little path in the grass around the perimeter. But I feel good about it. Unless I'm doing something in the garden or mowing or something like that, I don't walk. But I figure I can, you know, build up a little stamina. I do my mile walk a day. Takes about a half hour or more. Yeah, I'm cool on the dog though. That would be nice. I don't know whether where you are. You're on a rural road. Maybe you don't need a leash. Consider getting a dog. I got a room next to the, not a room, but a area next to the kitchen that I have a little exercise corner. I can't do a chin-up. Can't do a chin-up in any way, manner, shape, or form. What I've got is in the ceiling. The wife had some plant hangers on the ceiling, so what I do is I use that plant hanger. And put a bungee cord, a regular exercise bungee cord with handles and everything. You can add bungee cords and subtract bungee cords, so I got the right amount of bungee cords. So I've got them over that ceiling loop hook. And so I do what I think I can do as far as a chin-up. I do a few push-ups, but I do push-ups from my knees. Don't do too many of them. I have a stepper, a little stepper. It's not very, very big at all. It just steps up and down. It does work my legs out, I'll tell you. If I want to go fast, it'll poop me out. I'm going to try to keep my legs in shape, too. I'm trying to keep my... trying to keep my system in shape here too. But it would be nice to be walking a dog for an hour a day. Wow, that's a long time though. WAAWQU, back to you, Terry.
Well, good, Terry. Yeah, when my dog goes out, he's on the leash all of the time. And quite a bit of the time he's on the leash in the house, he is highly intelligent, and he gets into trouble a lot, one thing or another. Outside, he runs, he digs. Of course, he can't this time of the year, but there are other things for him to get into that I don't want him into. And yeah, I live in a subdivision that is I wouldn't exactly call it rural. We don't have sidewalks, so I walk on the street with him, as does everybody else that walks around here, and that's a plus because the city does the streets right away. And they spread salt right away, which is good for walking. And dog paws don't bother him a bit. I do try to keep them out of places where there's a large amount of salt together, but the only thing I get concerned about is when it's cold. And you know, real cold, and I call it liquid on the street because there's no water at that temperature. It's salt water, chloride water, whatever. But walking conditions around here, usually, pretty good. And let's see what else is going on here. I hope your holidays were good. Mine were here. And other than that, when I exercise in the house, I'm big fan of running in place or cruising the basement. You're back and forth and back and forth, around and around. That keeps the legs in shape. I'd rather go outside. Running inside is harder than physically walking. Back to you.
Yeah, my wife wanted to do exercise, and then when she was doing the wash or the dryer or, doing other homemaker stuff in the basement, she thought it'd be nice to have a walkway down there. So what I did is in one of the hardwares, I saw a big stack of play pads. So I put in almost 50 feet of play pads around the perimeter of the basement. Boy, she loved that. Only used it for 1 year, but she loved that. She could walk, and actually she took her shoes off, and she said it was like walking in sand. Yeah, she liked those play pads. And they had interwoven links so that you could put one play pad and link it with the other one, and then they were all linked together, so they didn't move. They stayed right there, and they were really nice. There's been times I've been downstairs, and there they decide I'm going to straighten up the workbench or the tool shelf or something. I'll say, I want to walk around here like the wife did. And it does feel like walking in sand. Feels good on the feet. But it's not warm enough. My toes just get cold. I don't feel comfortable at all, but it can go around 5 or 6 times. Yeah, as far as the holidays go, I had a nice holiday, yeah. Yep. So I don't forget. Happy holiday, 2026. I'm trying to remember that 26 part of it. Sometimes I forget. WYA-WQU.
All right. Yeah, on that scene of putting some mats down, it's another thing that's kind of... No, it's not as soft as play mats, but there is such a thing as an animal product called a stall mat. Those are thickness. It's a rubbery thing. It's a rubbery thing is what it is, more or less. I've heard of people using those, and I could see where it might work nicely. And my wife has a bicycle downstairs that she uses when she stays in. She's also big into outside walking these days too, so just not right now for a while. I say give her a week and we'll be outside again. Probably. And actually, I don't know. I think we've got snow in the forecast. I'm not too sure about that one. Let's see. That this is Saturday, so no. They took the snow out of the forecast. All right. Slight chance next Wednesday. Ooh, that's a long ways off. And already got gardening planned, so all up on that scene. I think I'll make this my last transmission, get on up my afternoon here. But absolute pleasure hearing you today, and Thank you for the return. We both get a pat on the back for putting a little bit of activity on the bands here. And you take care. This is Terry, K-A-9-S-X-H.
This is K-8-K-C-I. We are at the winter field days for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Club, and good to hear you, Terry. You're sounding good.
Which Terry? K-8-K-C-I from W-A-8-W-Q-U. You got something planned? We're leaving anyway.
No, we just was, we've been doing a little mobile field day, winter field day up here at the clubhouse. So we just, I heard Terry from the Wisconsin area. I can never remember any sign or call sign, so just wanted to shout out and say howdy.
What was your name?
This is Jeff.
Okay, real fine, Jeff. Are you the talk-in station for the winter field day? Are you out there at the Brown, H. Brown Airport or wherever it was? Are you guys out there now?
Here, and we just had a little, we had our little polar rig, so we set it up away from everybody else just to try to add some points, and we worked pretty good. You know, 15 meters is working pretty nice today, so we got quite a bit of contact set up for that, so.
KCI. Okay, Jeff, is this going to be the talk-in frequency, too?
This is our repeater's frequency, so feel free. We'll be on it.
KCI. This is other Terry, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon. Good to hear your voice today. K-A-9-S-X-H.
Hey, Terry. Yeah, just heard you out there, so I thought I'd give you a ring. Yo, Icon 2300 has just been great. I have to say thank you again for the donation, and I put some money into the old club, so we appreciate that. So I bought a nice radio.
Jeff and Terry, I'm going to back out here. I got a couple things I want to do, have to do. So I'm going to say 73s. Good talking with you, Terry. Catch you later, Jeff. Good luck on the winter field day. K9TSXH. K9SXH. And K8K. CT. 73s, Terry. 73s, Jeff. W-A-A-W-Q-U-Q-R-T.
Ah. 73, Terry. Have a great day. And, Jeff, yeah, seeing as the other station had to run, now you can make your life a little easier. You only got one Terry to talk to. How about that? And very good on that. Yeah, I make my donations once in a while, maybe once a year or so, and sometimes pretty good stuff. If I ain't using it, well, just like anything else in your life, if you ain't used it in a while, well, you might as well do something to get it to someone that's going to use it. Do that with all kinds of stuff. Back to you, Jeff. This is Terry, K-A-9-S-X-H.
K-A-9-S-H-S? Is that what it is? I am so bad trying to remember call signs. And I'm old, but I ain't that old yet, but I appreciate it, but no, that's the same thing. I gave a radio away this morning for the same thing. Just said, here, I'm not using it. If you want a dual bender, feel free. Here you go. So, I understand. Let somebody else get into it and get everything they can out of it. So, but I just thought I'd give you a holler. I'm just sitting here on my little HT in my car, and we're going to run in and copy down all the logs I did, and I'm going to probably head myself right on back to the old house and call it a day.
All right. Yeah. Time for me to get moving, too. And on the radio scene, at one time I built quite a number of nice transceiver kits. They were really fun building, and they worked really great. 15 memories, etc. And looked just like an ICOM or any other of those out of the box. However, this one I built, and I, over the years, run into two people that were thinking of getting their amateur radio license, and I told them when he had his license, this person should come over and see me. I give him his first radio. And he did, and I did, and I thought that was just absolutely great. It wasn't that much of a radio in the end of the day compared to the other ones, you know, function-wise, but it worked great. And that person, I think his wife also got a license, and he bought her first radio, much the same kind of a thing. And I had that same offer out to a person that was an acquaintance at work. However, that one, that didn't quite work out because he never arrived at a license for whatever reason. At that time, at least. So, anyhow, well, great hearing you today. You take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. This is Terry, K-A-9-S-X-H.
Okay, Terry, K-9-S-H. Or X, yeah, it, I can't do it. I'll look you up. I got you wrote down at the house. But anyways, yes, that's a good thing, and I like that. I got a couple people that I try to help do whatever, work on whatever they need to, or fix the stuff, so it works out pretty good. So, but we'll let you go. It's KCI, and we'll be clear. And monitoring the channel. It's field day. It's winter field day. Here at Brown Airport over here, off of 46. So, have at it. Come on over and check us out. KCI, we'll be glad.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 6 degrees.
So, how's everything? just checking out that HD, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on the HD.
That's all right. Sounding good. Sounding good. Sounding good. Yeah, I'm just about ready to get on the old expressy way.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
I'm just getting ready to go over
the expressway. There you go. Nope, didn't hear anything from that wedge guy. So we don't know if that thing's running or not. So we'll hear from him, I'm sure.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, you'll probably be out there tomorrow or,
I don't know, maybe later tonight. Never know. I'm going home and get something, but I'm going to stop and grab a bite before I get home.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you.
Okay. Well, we're going to get on the expressway, so we'll put the old radio in the old pocket and I'll mosey on down the road.
I'll catch you later, Kilo 8. United Radio Victor, I'll be clear.
Yes, Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, and we had a great time. I think it was good. I had fun, so keep her up. Okay, we'll be clear.
Drive careful.
Will do, dear young man.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 6 degrees.
K8KCI, K8KCI, NATVE.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 3 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 2 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 2 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 2 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 2 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 2 degrees.